Morning, everyone. Today's a special day because we are celebrating the 16th anniversary of Word of Grace. Thank you for that excitement. And secondly, we're also celebrating Father's Day today. So we want to celebrate the fathers who are with us as well. But as we come to worship God and come into His presence, I just had this theme in my heart this week about longing for God and going after Him. I want to read from Psalm 63. Psalm 63 says, "Oh God, you're my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you. As in a dry and weary land when there is no water, so I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you." Can we say, "My lips will praise you"? "So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name, I will lift up my hands." Can we say, "I will lift up my hands"?
"I will lift up my hands."
"My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food." Can we say, "Fat and rich food"?
"Fat and rich."
"And my mouth will praise you with joyful lips." Can we say, "My mouth will praise you with joyful lips"? "When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings, I will sing for joy." And can we finally say, "I will sing for joy"?
"I will sing for joy."
Today is a celebration of what God has done, and meditating means thinking about, deeply thinking about all the things about God, what He has done. Yeah, and today we want to celebrate and meditate on the faithfulness of God towards this church, planting it, establishing it, the leaders that He has raised up for this church, how He has held it together. And we want to direct all of this gratitude to God and do all of these things that it says in this psalm. We want to sing with joyful lips. We want to lift up our hands. We want to praise Him for as long as we live.
Ooh.
instrument, the ukulele.
I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the people. For great is your love reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Our dwelling.
God's only Son. Sorry, Lord, we give you glory.
You know, this is heavenly worship, the sound that we are making right now. It's heavenly worship. I want to just draw everybody's attention to the reality that's happening in heaven right now. There are angels and saints around the throne of God who are just continuously praising Him. All creation praises Him, you know, and we are joining that sound. We are getting attached to this heavenly sound that is already existing. That is the reality. We might not hear it, we might not see it, but that is the reality, that what's happening right now in heaven. So we want to join that sound. And when we're saying, be enthroned upon the praises of 1,000 generations, we're talking about the generations that have gone and the generations that are to come. We are prophesying worship for 1,000 generations and more to Jesus. Yeah? So let's take the song again from the top. And let's be awakened to that reality of heaven right now around the throne of God. We stand before the throne of God with confidence because of the blood of Jesus, yeah? So let's lift up a heavenly sound. Let's join the sound that's already going on in heaven.
We've come to join the song. Song sung. Thank you.
ourselves. Praises.
That there's an exchange happening right now. As you put your crowns down, as you put your position or authority down before Jesus, he's imparting some gifts into you right now. I can sense that so strongly. This is an encouragement. If you haven't joined the elders casting your crowns, join him.
You can have it all, every part of my world. Take this life and breathe on this heart that is now yours.